From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. This morning, the 31st, at 7:15 a.m., Central here on Dispatch received a 911 call about a car hitting a moped on Elkton Road near Campbell Road in Oliver Township. Responding, Deputy Stephen Bismack, who was less than a mile away at the time of the call, arrived to find a moped driver severely injured and the lone occupant male driver of the vehicle who hit him uninjured. Ambulances from Elkton and Pigeon and the fire department from Oliver Township and Owendale also responded, with victims being transported to Shurer Hospital for treatment. The victim, Roy Hill, age 41, of Marlette, was eventually flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to his injuries. Preliminary investigation indicates that the 2008 Chevy Cobalt came up on a slower 2022 moped in the darkness, and a 21-year-old driver from Bay City did not see it until it was too late. It's also unclear if the taillight of the moped was working. It's appearing the victim had been using the moped to travel between work in Pigeon area and his home in Marlette. Accident investigators from the Huron County Sheriff's Department are processing the scene, and investigation will continue. Also responding to the incident to assist was the Elkton Police Department. All right, here. Here we go. The City Council will hold a regular meeting on Monday, November 3rd at 6:30 p.m. The agenda includes approval of the October 20 meeting minutes for public discussion time. Council will consider approving Amendment Resolution 2025-11 on delinquent utility bills totaling $19,870.55 and discussing closing City Hall on Fridays after Christmas and New Year's Eve. The Finance Committee will recommend approval for Mauer Electric to install LED lights at the tennis court and pickleball courts with two price options presented. The Department of Public Works seeking approval to purchase a hydrant for the Entum Corporation for $3,775, and Kerr Pump is recommended to perform maintenance on three raw pumps at the waste sewage treatment plant for $11,488. Payments of the bill, total bills, cost $94,805.99. Dated October 23rd and 29th will also be considered. The meeting will conclude with the mayor, council comments. Council members will also receive follow-up information and recent Bad Axe Fire Department meeting minutes. All right, Keaton Lemon, a Carroll High School graduate, recently joined at the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office as a full-time correction officer. After successfully completing field training, Lemon will next attend a local corrections academy, 160-hour program certified by the Michigan Sheriff's Coordinating Training Council. The academy covers topics such as correctional law, security procedures, stress management, ethics, first aid, equipment, officers to assignments in jail throughout Michigan. We'll be right back after this word.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
All right, Cass City Pet Friends and the Thumb Animal Shelter received a grant from Meyer Store at 315 in Bad Axe after applying earlier this year. Both organizations expressed their gratitude and honors at being selected, especially light of the ongoing financial challenges faced by animal rescues and shelters, which has seen a drop in donation and a rise in the number of homeless animals. The grant is expected to provide significant help for animals in both counties served by these organizations. Special thanks to Dean, Chris, and Kathy for their dedication to animal care, as well as Lavender for aiding in the grant application process. Deputies from Sanilac County Sheriff's Department responded to a fatal crash, single vehicle, about 9:15 on October 30th. The crash happened at North Lakeshore Road near Weber Drive in Sanilac County. Initial investigation determined that 71-year-old driver from Deckerville was driving a 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup north on North Lakeshore Road when the crash happened. While he was driving, his vehicle left the west side of the roadway, entered the yard, and rolled multiple times. The driver of the vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. The Port Sanilac Fire Department and Sanilac EMS also responded to that scene. And yesterday in Lansing, Ryan Beebe, 35, of Denton, was convicted by the Wexford County jury of multiple counts of criminal sexual conduct involving a minor, announced Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Following the jury trial, Beebe was found guilty of two counts of first-degree sexual conduct and potential life sentence, and two counts of second-degree criminal sexual conduct. Each is a 15-year felony. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.